This is BFM News. I'm Tanya Organ. It's been nearly 2 weeks since several tar balls were found on a beach near the grounded cargo ship in Lark Harbor. The MSC Baltic 3 is carrying over 1 million tons of fuel. It lost power on February 15th and ran aground in an area known as Cedar Cove. MHA Eddie Joyce says he brought the issue to the House of Assembly last week.
I also asked questions at Wednesday to the Premier. Lisa Dempster, the Minister of Environment, also came over and gave me information that, yes, they did apply for a road to the site. It was 4 kilometers. The government did speed up the process to ensure that there would be no delay.
Since the ship grounded, high winds and sea conditions have hampered daily efforts to get a barge next to the vessel to safely offload the fuel. Joyce says there's a meeting taking place this week with the salvage team and Coast Guard officials. He says the Premier committed to offering full support.
The Premier did speak on it. He did say that they have been in contact with the Coast Guard, which they have. He did say they have our full support. Minister Dempster didn't come over. I came over later and spoke to him and gave me details on it, who he wrote. She's going to send me the actual details on what they applied for and the letters that they sent to the Minister of Fisheries and Oceans.
Joyce says the hope is to get this road constructed as quickly as possible before there's an environmental disaster.
Polluter pays, no doubt. But if you're going to ruin the fisheries out in the Bay of Islands and all the livelihoods that's going to be affected and all the tourism that's going to be affected in that area, the time the polluter pays, a lot of people are going to be in a very tough situation. So my hope is that we can encourage the company, let's get this fixed so we don't have to go with that next step about polluter pays. Let's get the oil off the ship. Let's get the ship taken and disposed of properly.
The tar balls, which were found on the beach April 11th, are the size of tennis balls. The Coast Guard has sent them for an analysis to determine where exactly they came from. That's your latest BFM News. I'm Tanya Organ, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.